Blog Talk Radio.
Free Max B.
Cause I'm not up in the stadium playing or on the radio saying fuck them bras, we don't love them, we degrading them. But always find myself back at the back of Canadian. Blood vessels popping out my craniums. Niggas asking when the tape gon' drop, but I got nothing to say to them, because I've been slacking the skill. Although my passion is real, I'm too caught up catching the feel when I should be cashing the mill. There's something about me being younger that affected my hunger. Got older in number, realize I can't count on these hundreds to determine my elation. Pursue the happiness, I keep pacing. These motherfuckers racist, these ain't fear racist, they just let the fear erase us. Adopted by the slum, son of guns, this is how they raise us. Yo son, we gotta raise up, don't let them disarray us. So we raise us in the sun, so we gotta wake up.
Cause they always be behind in the cut, always in the skies watching stars when they up. So don't you confide into the evil and corrupt. This is urgent, apex on a verdict tonight, reserving surface. Cause they always be behind in the cut, always in the skies watching stars when they up. So don't you confide into the evil and corrupt. This is urgent.
Got a whole bunch of shit up on my plate now, thinking like, in the man garden, it's a snake now. Cause I don't know who to believe or who to deceive. Got me thinking I sold my soul and they receive, but I won't proceed to retreat. Jigga told me watch your throne seat, and now I seize it. And the respect's a big, I gotta seize it. And I hope you see me, cause these niggas don't want beef with my talents. They ain't fit for this green, they just seize the salad. You think because you have it, they just gonna let you have it. It's a lot to learning that my nigga needs to access. It's the access of the earth, at the birth, I found a new balance. And now I walk on water like I knew balance, just like a relative. Marijuana said it is, got me thinking I should put a bomb right where the Senate is. Cause they corrupting the youth, we ain't deducting the truth. Looking at the president like, yo, it must be nothing to you.
Cause they always be behind in the cut, always in the skies watching stars when they up. So don't you confide into the evil and corrupt. This is urgent, apex on a verdict tonight, reserving surface. Cause they always be behind in the cut, always in the skies watching stars when they up. So don't you confide into the evil and corrupt. This is urgent.
I passed the Dutch to the left and it started to make sense. It's funny how I see it more straight when I'm bent. You've been worn on the wrist to take the sit on top. Been on clock, cause you can see that I've been on watch. Shit don't stop, so you make the sacrifices. Training was priceless to ISIS and devices. When the lights switch, I shift like I'm typing. Living in the era with crisis, the lifeless. And the transacting like your man. Bitch niggas only know that transactions is the plans. But the mic is in my hand, so I valid the boot. The blacker the berry is, the more sour the fruit. They ejecting us to make us cowards. To the power of truth, we can't fly with some roots. And now we just moving cahoots. I move from the stoop and put my foot right down on the asphalt. Every night I ask, Lord, if this what I asked for.
Cause they always be behind in the cut, always in the skies watching stars when they up. So don't you confide into the evil and corrupt. This is urgent, apex on a verdict tonight, reserving surface. Cause they always be behind in the cut, always in the skies watching stars when they up. So don't you confide into the evil and corrupt. This is urgent. Cause they always be behind in the cut, always in the skies watching stars when they up. So don't you confide into the evil and corrupt. This is urgent, apex on a verdict tonight, reserving surface. Cause they always be.
Okay.
sovereignty will still be mine. If all the gangs in the world unify, we stand a chance against the military tonight. I said we stand a chance against the military tonight. I said we stand a chance against the military tonight.
Babylon, Babylon. Out my window, all I see is Babylon. On the news, all I see is Babylon. And all niggas do is just Babylon. Money and hoes, more money and hoes. If I sold dope, I'd have plenty of flows. I'd spend the projects like J-Rock. I would've more than likely slang rock. All my life, I'd have been around Crips and Bloods. Pimps and thugs, just the name of few. I do drugs, mama say it's in my blood, but she don't know what the fuck I've been through. To creep through the back door, the typical black boy in the good old USA. Before I push rhymes like Wade, I used to want to play for the NBA. Fuck I'm doing talking about plenty of wind. Ancient ways of Sumerian. Ain't nothing wrong with a righteous man. That's why I had to write this, man. For my niggas on the corner selling water to somebody daughter, fluctuating prices, man. I ain't got no gavel. I ain't trying to fight nobody battle. I just wanna be free. I ain't tryna be nobody chattel. Nobody chattel. Nobody chattel. Nobody chattel.
Wish I could see all the Selassie. Maybe my sovereignty will still be mine. If all the gangs in the world unify, we stand a chance against the military tonight. I said we stand a chance against the military tonight. I said we stand a chance against the military tonight.
AK clips, they extra peel. Hey. Smoking on some of that extra kill. Hey. Purple, Urkel, that Jaleel. Hey. I put that on A-thing. Hey. If we could link up every gang. Hey. And niggas is willing to bear the pain. Hey. And put the White House lights out today.
Okay, KKK.
We mobbing like we the black KKK. Don't forget my AKA Mayday. P or your PhD or your AA. Hey, hey, hey. Dear Barack, I know you're just a puppet, but I'm giving you props. You're lying to the public like it ain't nothing, and I just love it. I hope it don't stop. Hey. I don't give a damn, nigga, bang that block. Hey. I don't give a fuck, nigga, bang that Glock. Hey. I seen the image of Hitler in the picture when the Twin Towers dropped. Piece of context, you got progress, you got Congress. We protest in hopes they confess. Just proceed on your conquest. I ain't got no gavel. I ain't finna fight nobody battle. I just wanna be free. I ain't finna be nobody chattel.
Nobody chattel. Nobody chattel. Nobody chattel.
Wish I could see all the Selassie. Maybe my sovereignty will still be mine. If all the gangs in the world unify, we stand a chance against the military tonight. I said we stand a chance against the military tonight. I said we stand a chance against the military tonight.
No can it ring like Joe for real. Sure. My baby needs to answer me. Sure. The bad shit stuff like Oprah Green. Sure. Pull around, come back, Oprah real. Yeah. Top blue off low buzzing teeth. Shit lined up like homeless me. Feeling up in the hobby and homeless feel.
Okay, okay, okay.
Don't try to stop and get in my way. You'll get stumped like a Broadway play. AK Melee, make it all bay, okay. Feel my pain, going insane, I'm insane. Cause I ain't got shit but an EVE card from a fiend that owe me and it's in her daughter name. Yeah. How the fuck is they supposed to eat? How the fuck am I supposed to eat? Yeah. Got a nigga in the street, no healthcare, trying to slang weed to the black shoes on the feet. So fuck you, you don't give a fuck about me. Can't get a job if they drug test me. Got a nigga stressed up, pressed, got a fill out of the chest and a world strip of happiness. Yeah. I ain't got no gavel, I ain't trying to fight nobody back. Yeah. I just wanna be free, I ain't finna be nobody shot.
Nobody shot, nobody.
Okay, okay, okay. Man, how to eat right in the urban community, man, is what we're going to be talking about. I guess we're going to do it for about, I guess, about 30 to 45 minutes because there's a lot of other things that we want to discuss, man. So, you know, for instance, this is going to be a pretty interesting segment here, man. Let me see here. We're going to be talking a little bit about the cop, you know what I'm saying, the LAPD cop. We're going to be talking about a little bit of some everything. So what I'm going to do is this, man. I'm going to play me some music, man, because I need to know. I need to know what y'all think. Okay. Alright. Wait. That's not the type of music I want to play, man. We ain't going to bump that kind of music. We got to bump some mellow music. You know what I mean? Because this is Men's Day. Hump Day. You know what I mean? So I'm going to play some, I'm going to bump me some good old-fashioned, smooth, look. You know what I'm saying? Kick back, relax. My little music in, man. I ain't got no music. But anyway, I need to know, man, how do you feel, man? Did you know that eating right, it prevents, you know what, I'm going to do this, man, forget it. You know, eating right, man, it actually helps you, man. It helps you from, like, diseases, you know, it cleans your colons out, it cleans your whole body system, man. I'm going to read this here, man. It's a little thing that they were seeing that I read up on, to eat right. Who would have thought that fighting cancer, diabetes, and heart disease and strokes with a fork? Maybe people don't know, but one of the most important things you can do is protect yourself from diseases is to eat right and healthy with a good diet. And it also prevents people like hereditary, like for people that's known to have like cancer, diabetes, heart disease, strokes, in your family. You know, sometimes that stuff can be hereditary, and it's all about what you eat too. You know, back in the days, you know, that's all it really was. What, pork? And you know, people was eating, you know, you definitely know chicken. but even though it was fresh food, but it still wasn't like medicine or anything like that back in the days. And which case, when he get online, he's going to talk about you know, different types of herbs, herbal use, you know, so that you can use and what you can mix with to clean your system out instead of like getting like the over the counter vitamins. I have noticed too on the gel caps, when you do like vitamin D or vitamin C or whatever, gel caps are a little bit better than getting the rocky kind. Because when you get that rocky can, it's hard to digest in your system. You have to look at it, an actual physician had told me that. They said that, you know, when you get the vitamins, you know, if it's not the chewables, because, you know, you could chew them and, you know, they go in your system and melt away. But if you just swallow it, it takes almost like 10 to 15 minutes just to digest a vitamin, a pill, one pill. You know, that's kind of crazy. You know, just melting away. But when you have a gel capsule, it automatically goes into your bloodstream. You know, the clear coat, it melts instantly. Then all of a sudden, you got the liquid already in your system, and you'll feel the effect of that pill a lot faster. Let's see here, man. But man, I'm excited, man. I'm here. You know, so now I'm having some fun. So what I'm gonna do is this, man. I'm gonna play a quick song. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a quick call, and then we're going to get back, and then maybe the host will be here. All right? This song here, man, is called Sweet Home Chicago. All right, let's go.
The skyline, the street lights, people, take me away. Dark night. A dream life. I wanna go to Chicago, sweet home Chicago, sweet home Chicago, sweet home Chicago, sweet home Chicago.
Yo, I'm from the city of murder, you ever heard of it? Well, motherfuckers is serving bricks, so they idle like furnishing. A fire couldn't burn a shit, a tithe is all black, a spy for all that we lack. Caps go forward and yo, whack, get one to the back. Wondering back when I was a shorty, my uncle spilling this 40. I thought that this life was for me, society's favorite story. They painting the only picture they showed him. You give him death and he know it. He see that gun, it's heroic. She see that money, she growing. She open wide and she closed off. It's a close book, just know that we partook. Didn't notice the hard times. The point we decided to feed our family with small crimes. We all trying to get by, get going and move over it. Founding father orphanage trying to become more than a stat. A number societal sad fact. When you breathe in our city, inhale all that.
Yeah. You see the popo say on patrol. know one thing about the wind and them guns that y'all like to blow. No, it's not a compliment, I actually think it's foolish. It's like a down trend and the kids think it's foolish. But it's not all bad, and then shall we have our good
we
time.
We do. Pretty girls walking around showing they bad.
Shock City, I love it here, and I'm proud to be here. Feeling stressed out, corner store, grab a loose cup. A lot of things to do, so go ahead and have your mama. When you walk outside that door, you need your Bible and your gun. I've seen Christians put their Bible down for a gun. Running like dump, run for a single run.
From
side to the east side, east side to the west side. But I rock the south side, but I ask God to bless all sides. Shout out to my city, boy, I love this side.
Never forget your home, cause we be putting off all the people that put us on. Yeah, I love the city, put it in all the songs. And if you feel the same, feel free to sing along. Summertown, they got us, magazines and spotters. You say you did it for the city, made it there, forgot us. You gotta make this better, streets could come together. Cause all the death rates should rise with the weather. We is one and the same, break away the chains. Cause when the kids die, we all is feeling the pain. And it's where everybody trying to make it out the corner. If they break us down, we don't do the back stronger. One time for the city.
Murder rate raised annual. Wicker Park hipsters flicking bics on fixed gears. I wasn't born here, but I was formed here. Elevated trains, man, we celebrating change. When I was just a boy, we toured the idea of leaving our Eden deplored by our fears. I've traveled across the city, dramatically different scenes. But the shy lived in me, the shy's what I need, man. I knew the meaning when they tore down Cabrini. Many poor lives are pleaded not to be heard or seen from this community of souls. The poor, the powerful, our power in the dreams would seem as dark. Oh, I'm relishing every minute, I'm here until the finish. My faith has been replenished, it influences everything. Simple and elegant, simple and intelligent. My kinfolk are hell of in our Midwest development.
Home Chicago.
Sweet home Chicago. Sweet home Chicago. Sweet home Chicago. Sweet home, sweet home.
Yeah, that was my boys, man. My boy Matty Rico and my boy Curtis L. Birch, man. You know what I'm saying? I gotta put some little gangster music on, man. You know what I'm saying? Before we go urban, man. Man, I got blessed today, man. You know what I'm saying? Man, I'm going to tell y'all, man. I'm put like this, man. You know, God, man, truly blesses people, man. You know, when you, it's really true, man. If you don't open your mouth, man, you don't get fed, man. And, you know, I had to open my mouth, man, and reached out to this brother, man, you know, on Facebook, man. You know, and believe me, people, man, Facebook, man, it really does help you out on networking tip, man. So, you know, I just took a chance, man. I said, you know what? Man, this brother here, man, I've been watching his music and looking at his videos, man. And I want to say North Pole, man. North Pole is really coming up with some talent, man. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm going to do is, man, I'm going to go ahead and let my man. No, actually, you know what? I'm going to do it the smooth way. Man. Let me show you how much I know about this brother here, man. Let's see, this brother, man, he got North Pole Entertainment. He cut hair, success, barber college, you know what I'm saying? My man went to Sid High School, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. I went to Sid too, man. You know what I'm saying? And, man, so, you know what I'm saying? Without further ado, man, I'm going to bring in my boy, Dame Dilla. Dame Dilla, you in the building, baby?
What?
Serious Game Dealer, North Pole, EMT in the building like the elevator. What's good, Shot Down?
What's up, Fam on, man? I know, man, it ain't a, you know, I know it ain't a Friday night, man, but you know, man, I'm just so honored, man, that you even called in, man, to bless me, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm surprised, man. Thank you, bro.
Man, it's just like I told you, dog. I'm rocking with you, man. All my supporters, man. Big shout out to y'all, because that's what it's all about, man. You know what I'm saying? As long as y'all are happy, man, you know, I'm ecstatic. So, you know, that's what it is, man. I appreciate that love, appreciate that support. You know what I'm saying? We're going to hold each other down.
That's what's up, man. You know what, man? I'm going to give you, you know, a couple minutes, man. Just tell me something about you, man. Tell me, you know, I really don't pretty much ran your, you know, a little bit of your resume, man. I know about you, you know what I mean? But I want to know, like, what is it, man, that you dropping? You know what I'm saying? You dropping any mixtapes or anything that's coming out soon?
Well, what we got going on right now that we just dropped on January 1st was we got an album, man. You know what I'm saying? We got mixtape in circulation. We're giving them away for free, you know. So keep an eye out on SoundCloud for Broke Starving the Game Banger Volume 1. Volume 2 coming soon, you know what I'm saying? We giving that away to the people. But we got this album on iTunes, you know what I'm saying, and all your major download sites, you know what I'm saying? It's my debut album. Shout out to the whole North Pole Entertainment, everybody that collaborated with me. It's real, recognized real, you know what I'm saying? And you can download that right now, you know what I'm saying? The whole joint for $8.99 or it's 99 cents a song, you know what I'm saying? It's all hard, it's all Chicago music, you know what I'm saying? Northside representing. We in the building.
That's what I'm talking about, man. Okay, cool. So, man, so as far as this, like, if somebody want to get with you, man, they want to book you or something like that, man, how can they reach you?
Well, you know, I'm on all the social sites. You can get at me on Facebook at NPENT. That's abbreviated for North Pole Entertainment. Get at me on NPENT Dame Dilla. I'm also on Twitter, @Dame_Dilla. Or you can email me directly at NorthPoleENT1@yahoo.com. Holler at me or my manager, Sean Gotti. Shout out to my management.
Okay, cool. All right, man, well, I'm going to do it like this, man, since, you know, give me just one verse, man. Give me one good verse, man, give me a good verse, man. Give me something, man, that I know that, man, you're going to have them just wait, man. Just throw something at me, man.
All right, yeah. I'm going to throw you a little something, man. I got something for you. I'm going to put it to you like this, man. I have a couple of bars for you. You know, something new I'm working on.
Okay.
But I tell them, now, you know, you know my raps is sensitive, man, so you got to excuse the language.
Oh, well, you know what? I'm glad you said so. Let me do it like this, man. Church folks, look, man, because, you know, I'm a man of God, man, but I still,
right.
So, look. Church folks, y'all got to look like this, man. Like I always tell them, man, you know, this is how we all connect. You know what I mean? We all come home. You know what I'm saying? So whatever you saying, like they say, man, God said, man, whatever comes from your heart, man, that's what you got to say and do, man. You know what I'm saying? It ain't like you out here doing it, you know, doing the dirt, man. You showing your love, man. So man, if they get offended, man, then they need to be. You know what I'm saying? Because you showing nothing but pure talent on the show. So, man, go ahead, do what you got to do, bro.
Right, I appreciate you. But I got one, it just so happens that I got one for you, you know what I'm saying? I got a decent one for you. It's something new I'm working on, you know what
okay.
I'm saying? It's called On My Way to the Top. And I say atmosphere, boy, I'm up there. It was a long struggle, but I made it up here. And I'm going to tell you about the how, when, the what, where, and leader who's out to protect the guilty. That's the silent secrecy. I know my real niggas feel me. Now I put my face on it till my real niggas feel me. I was raised in them projects. 10 years old, doing S, pitching from the hall steps. High school, I was pimping off the mall fresh. Proceeds from my hustle bought me all that. Elevation, I'm trying to cop the mall next. Niggas hating me, but breaking me is far-fetched. Dame Dilla. You know what it is.
A little time.
Hey, man. You know what it is. You know we have to do this all the time.
Hey, man, you know what, dog? You know I'm an OG, man. So when you hit him with that sign of secrecy, boy, I already know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you know we got to keep it in the family for all day. You know what I'm saying?
Man. Man, good looking, fam, man. Thank you for hitting me up, man. I'm going to be in contact with you, man. And, I'm honored, bro.
Yeah, man, I'm glad you gave me a call, man. I'm glad you reached out to me, man, because the problem we got in Chicago right now is, you know, everybody running around, you know, Big Willies. And it take a real dude, you know, and the real man to, you know, to tip your hat to the next man when you feel like he's doing his thing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it also takes a real man to be, you know, humbly receptive of that tipping of your hat and to be able to, you know, reciprocate that, you know, that love and that support, man. And that's why I hit you back. You know what I'm saying? I know you ain't know I was gonna call in tonight. I kind of caught you off guard, man. But I'm rocking with that, man. I'm feeling that. I'm supporting that so much that, you know what I'm saying, that's why I had to call you, man. Because, you know, Chicago, us as artists, man, and us as, you know, us as a people, and, you know, us as a movement, man, we need to, you know, we need to drop some of them egos, man, and start collaborating, man. Because everywhere else, that's what they doing, man. You go to Atlanta, New York, man. California, Midwest, you know, I mean, you know, everybody working together, man. But in the city, we so divided. So I'm definitely supporting that, man. Thanks for hitting me up, man. God bless you, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Thanks, man.
Shout out to everybody that's rocking with Dan Dillon, man. Everybody that's supporting my movement right now. I'm going to keep going hard for y'all, man, because that's what it's about.
That's what it's about. Hey, man, we're going to get that music, man, real soon from Dan Dillon, man. We're going to be airing them this Friday, man, for sure, man. It's not
Friday. I'm coming through. I'm bringing a nice little slick joint through for my man. You know what I'm saying? Stay tuned. We got more videos coming up. Real Recognize Real, the album on iTunes right now. Go get that.
Cop that. All right, Dylan, man. Thanks for calling in, bro. I'll be in contact with you, man.
You already know, bro. Holla back.
Thanks, man. Want it. Well, there you have it, man. I told you, man, we got real people in the building, man. Dame Dylan, man, just called in, man, and just... Just made me feel like a player, man. I had to play me some player music now, man. You know what I'm saying? Made me feel like a player, man. I feel real good about that, man. I really do appreciate it, man. North Pole Entertainment, man. So I'm going to go and get back to the show, man. You know, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play another song. And then we're going to get right back into it. It's called, the topic for the day is how to eat right in the urban community. You know, a lot of African Americans, you know, saying they can or they can't cook. Either way it go, aware of what you put into your body, I mean, in your system. So what I'm going to do is just, I'm going to play me another song here, man, and then we're going to get back into it. You know, you see, I'm waiting on Case to come in the building, man. You know, this is a show, man. But you know what? I'm going to keep it moving, man, because we all family. So what I'm going to do is just, I'm going to play my group, man, the Wolf Gang, man. It's for the ladies, man. I know we got a whole bunch of ladies. It's called Session. Let's go.
I can have Beyonce obsessed. Cause it's the top test. Girl, once you get past me, you the top best. Cause you be looking so good and your body so bad. God damn, Lord knows that you got blessed. So let me get in it, straight killing it. Promise it won't be no different. Got a nigga harder than algebra or arithmetic. Take it to the room and we settle all our differences. Overnight bag, I'm telling you what the business is.
You party like a hurricane. You got a nigga sitting here with it. Girl, I wanna teach you a hurricane. Me and you will end up with it.
So, Why you gotta be so rosé? Porsche, styling of course. Looking like you from another island, of course. My bad, is you wild as a horse? You got a little pony ass. Well, you sick and tired of them bony gas. But you ain't gotta look back at your lonely past. I'd take it to the top if it only lasts. I know you like you wanna only smash. 10 minute drill, baby, only fast. Next flight LA with his phony gas. And you know first place is the only class. Damn, maybe I'm selfish. Made green and poster. Maybe I'm so thick and ring shouty. Maybe I'm feel so cold, baby, let's just
Gay session, man. They just went in, man. They just did their thing, man. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, man, we're gonna do it like this, man. Let me go ahead and do this here, man. It's called How to Eat Right in the Urban Community, man. You know what I'm saying? What I'm gonna do is I won't take no calls yet. I'm trying to hold on. We're gonna take some calls real soon, all right? But what I'm just gonna do here, man, I'm gonna play one more song. And then we're gonna go ahead and we're gonna get in, man. It's my boy Yamar. Reminisce about life. Let's go.
How could we end up like this?
Hey, it's the homie Yamar. We doing this one for Chi-Town, man. My city.
Chi-Town.
Side of the shot, the same land of Twister and the crew do it down. Well, R. Kelly had it bumping God with that old play and crucial conflict in the club smoking on hay. It's a land of shot town, so you know how we get down. Just sit back and relax, homie, and listen to the sound. We were lost, now we found, so homie, don't get clowned. If you not respecting my city, I'm gonna come around. The first thing on our mind is get the dough and that's it. And you can tell a cat from the shot, but you can't tell me. I admit, cause in the shot, yeah, we got our own swag. And every person in Chicago thinks it is. And even though they gangbang, we got so much in common. We just trying to protect our neighborhoods like Batman and Robin. Once you get the shot started, it ain't no way to stop them. I'm a representative of the shots, they go get them, I got them. Up the east of the shot, my whole crew, man, we thought we would fly. Come on and give us a try and find out that you're on the wrong side. We're jumping in love with, come on, it's time to take us a ride. South side, west side, who knows who the best? And even though we different, got our mutual respect. Cause at a very young age, you learn to stand on your feet. Can't stop a brother from Chicago when it's time to eat. Yeah, death before the honor. And when it's time to eat, we take bites just like piranhas and chill up in the sauna. And when the fall hits, that's when we stack chips for the west in December. Remember, I temper has a tendency to get rid of enemies. We need to stop all the killing, cause y'all killing me. I'm trying to do deals, so shut down, please chill. How we gon' make deals if that's how y'all feel? Come on. In the name of love with our sisters, cause in the shot, we just looking for love. Take the microphone, finally I got something to hug. And use my vocal accords to send a message to the Lord. It's gritty, like father, why it's so hard in the city, and why'd you place us in the heart of the city? But I got some street sense, so I guess it makes sense. And it smells like incense, so sweet. Homie man, don't sleep in shot town in these mean streets, cause when that coat slipping, that's when they'll creep. But in the summers when we come together, cause we got better weather, and we do our barbecue thing and put away the sweaters. The cheddar comes off, then we stack green like Boston, and try to make sure that we don't end up in coffins. In shot town we have no fear, cause staying alive in the shot is a job here. Yeah. Kiki Palmer, D Rose, once for Shot Town, man. Dwayne Wade, it's your mark. Shout out to Common.
Oh, yeah, that's my boy, your mom, man. Shot Town, stand up. You know what I'm saying? Okay, 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 okay. We back in the building. All right, cut it out. All right, man, yeah, man. So, man, you know what? Man, I see the calls came in. That was from Norfolk Entertainment. My boy, Dave Dillard, man, called in. Blessings from North Pole. North Pole always shows some love, man. That's what I'm talking about. Well, anyway, man, I don't know where my co-host went, man. What a face wolf at, man. Nobody, man. Nobody called in, and, you know, this y'all show, man. Where y'all at, man? I guess I got to take over, huh? Well, fine. Let me act like I'm smart then, okay? All right. Now, I know a lot of you ladies out here, man, y'all doing the chili pepper diet and whatnot, or whatever the case may be, right? You know, with the Beyonce thing, with the little, I don't know what it's called, the honey tea, the honey, the Kanye pepper, and all that stuff, whatever. You know, I think that's, we were trying to see if that was a myth buster or what, you know what I'm saying? Because I know celebrities, you know, they got to do certain things, man, to keep their body right. And we can do the same thing. You know, like I also got my friend, one of my old school friends, Tanya Wright. They got this thing called the $5 thing going on. Tanya, if you out there, man, call in. Y'all know the number here is 347-838-9106. Y'all got to press number one, you know what I'm saying, if y'all want to talk. But anyway, we got that. We also got something called, you know, like the $5 diet or the $5 workout, I mean, you know. I don't care what nobody's saying, what y'all do, man. Y'all got to work out, period, in order to, you know, if you want to lose weight or whatever the case may be. Now, well, my question was, you know, I see the calls, you know, it's coming in. You got to press the number one button. You know, how to eat right in the urban community. Nobody really answered that question yet. So I'm just trying to figure that out, you know what I'm saying? Processed food. You know, digesting your food system, herbal medicine. You know what I'm saying? Case going to call in and he's going to do the herbal medicine thing and how to cleanse out your body and what all we need to do. I do say the African Americans, man, but people in general. You know what I'm saying? We were trying to see what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like fried chicken, baked chicken. You know, we all know what you got to do to eat right, but just doing it on a healthy span. We try to see, for instance, you know, are you supposed to eat after 7? Not supposed to eat after 7 o'clock. You know, those are like these myth busters that we're trying to figure out. So when Case get on the line, we're going to have him answer all them type of questions. So what I'm going to do is this, man. I guess I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to play another song, man. I'm going to play my boy Big Mark, man. I forgot what that song is, boy. It's called Y'all Ain't Built For That. Since we shall be sending them back. Man, that's one of my songs, man. Now, I'm going to drop Bodeo, man. Bodeo, we're going to call this here. Bodeo, Chief Keep Clap. All right, let's go. Welcome to Plainville.
Holiday season. Fuck, nigga, wanna try me, but it's not that. You gon' catch some hoes in your socks cap. We don't gun clap, we let guns clap. Bitch, we don't gun clap, we let guns clap. Fuck, nigga wanna try me, but it's not that. You gon' catch some hoes in your socks cap. We don't gun clap, we let guns clap. Bitch, we
damn,
don't gun clap,
where'd
we
you
let
find
guns
that?
Clap. I don't gun clap, nigga, I let guns clap. Open wide, I'ma put the barrel where your gums at. Niggas better fall back, my niggas wearing all black. Run up, a motherfucker lucky if they crawl back. Hop out of photo, strapped up with a fofo. Bet them hollows knock him out his frame like a photo, yeah. I'm on squad shit, killer clan the mob shit. 30 pop on my hip if niggas wanna start shit. You niggas rapping, we live the shit that we rap about. Fuck talking, if it's a problem, ho, we can clap it out. Flood a nigga quick, leave his ass seasick. Hot slugs a bang bang, I'm on that cheap, cheap shit. Fuck, nigga wanna try me, but it's not that. You gon' catch some hoes in your socks cap. We don't gun clap, we let guns clap. Bitch, we don't gun clap, we let guns clap. Fuck, nigga wanna try me, but it's not that. You gon' catch some hoes in your socks cap. We don't gun clap, we let guns clap. Bitch, we don't gun clap, we let guns clap. Fuck, nigga wanna try me, but it's not that. I'm too slow to all you imitators, stop that. Niggas slow as fuck, they don't know we bout that. How? You don't know as fuck, boy, we should snap back. Bullets beat his life like a south sack. This ain't no south sack. Nah, this X Luga track. Where X Luga at? Yeah, smoking 40 pack. I'm in the club flexing. My whole crew be stressing. What a lot of weapons. Niggas moving back. Got bitch staring. They like, who is that? Bitch is GBE. We a sin to see. We make shit very scary for our enemies. Fuck, nigga wanna try me, but it's not that. You gon' catch some hoes in your socks cap. We don't gun clap, we let guns clap. Bitch, we don't gun clap, we let guns clap. Fuck, nigga wanna try me, but it's not that. You gon' catch some hoes in your socks cap. We don't gun clap, we let guns clap. Bitch, we don't gun clap, we let guns clap.
I'ma hit him in his head with my hammer hat. Let the 40 put a phone in his Yankee hat. If his crew wanna ride, they can get it too. We know where the niggas be, we'll kill them too.
We know where y'all at.
Crip blood, I don't care what set you at. If you kill a snitch, nigga, you get my respect. Hit the club, 30 bottles, make a movie, yep. Oh, I treat a bougie bro like she a stupid hoe. When they start talking, tell them shut the fuck up.
Shut up.
I don't wanna get to know you, I just wanna fuck.
That's all.
I don't even know her name, she let me hit, nigga. Then I send her back home to her bitch, nigga. Fuck.
Okay. We back in the building. All right, man. You know what I'm saying? We want to know how you eat right in the urban community, man. We got this here, man. I know Casey used to always talk about Dr. Sabi, man. A lot of people go to drsabi.com, man, and purchase a lot of his little products, man. You know what I'm saying? They got some good stuff in here. Man, they got stuff in here, man, for your eye, man. How to do eye wash. How to flush your eyes out. Green foods. The multi-mineral formula offering foods for the entire body. Designed to minimize your appetite. Got stuff over here, man. Hair food, man, contains initial oils and nourish for hair follicles and scalps. Man, it's so much stuff, man, in the urban community that we got to wake up to, man, as far as eating and treating our bodies right. Man, they got something here called urine wash. Man, it cleans the vaginal canal and restore the natural environment. Wow. Wow. Anyway, man, you know, I want y'all to, you know what I'm saying, call in, man. Let your boy know what's up with it, you know what I'm saying, as far as what you think, man. To me, man, you know how we used to always eat back in the days, man. You know, as you get older, man, you know, eating cheeseburgers and all that stupid stuff, man. You know, cheeseburgers and pizza puffs and all that. Now, don't get me wrong. Now, you know, big shout out to the food, man, because I email a cheeseburger something every now and then. But you know, what I'm saying, I don't really can't do it like I used to because your body, can't digest all that stuff. You know, which in case or faced with one of them cats call in, man, we're gonna definitely they're gonna break it down to us, let us know. As far as how to eat healthy. I know, a lot of carrots and spinach and all that stuff, whatever that we're supposed to do. Y'all can tell I'm faking, right? Y'all can tell I'm really winking and stuff, right? I sound real professional and all that. That's how I know. I'm still playing off. But anyway, man, eating carrots and spinach and all that stuff, man, you really got to do that stuff to eat healthy. But what I'm going to do this, man, I'm going to play another song here, man. To the host and them come back in, man. We're just gonna go in and do our thing. You know what? Since North Pole don't call in, man, it shows some love, man. I'm gonna bless the North Pole, man. Play my boys, the Guap boys, hit a lick, man. Let's go.
Talking to Amigo, but he don't speak no English. He's snorting on that coca, he just received a shipment. He's running me some bricks, and trusting me to move it. But I just hit a lick, just go to Amigo Sluicing. I just hit a lick, just go to Amigo Sluicing. I just hit a lick, just go to Amigo Sluicing. I just hit a lick. Just go to me, go snoozing. Keep calling my phone, but me no speak no English. I'm talking to Amigo. He said them bricks that came in, he's running me 3 out of 100. I'm his main man. If I take it all in the hood, I'ma be the man. Fucking me, go hit. I'ma spin it. These are free bands lurking in the hood. Bitch, my line rocking off the meter. Counting all this money, getting top. Bitch, I love them eaters. Me go call me up, said he needs. It's fucking pesos. I told him he been hit. This some shit he needs to let go. See me go, he be cool. But now this boy trippin'. The boss can't take a loss. He done lost 3 whole chickens. He threw a couple bands on my head. He think I'm slipping. But while he out there looking, boy, his family came to missing. Now me go, just be cool. Cool. Want this shit to end. Just give me all them bricks. And then you get your fam. He tried to send me up. This nigga forced my hand. Whack his fam, I ain't playing. What boys, I'm the man. Talk it to Amigo, but he don't speak no English. He's snorting on that coca, he just received a shipment. He's running me some bricks, and trusting me to move it. But I just hit a lick, just go to Amigo Sluicing. I just hit a lick, just go to Amigo Sluicing. I just hit a lick. Just go to Amigo Sluicing. I just hit a lick. Just go to Amigo Sluicing. Keep calling my phone, but me no speak no English.
Big Ho just hit my line, told me he just robbed his plug. He came up on 3 chickens and a couple pounds of bud. Told him meet me in these rocks, cause you know it's time to judge. After we get off these bricks, we bringin' Rory's to the club. Going shopping just because division we was sub. I ain't tricking on these bitches, cause it's money over fun. And I feel like I invented it. Always in some finish. Yeah. Hit another lick, I'm going right back to the dealing. I just hit a lick. The car to me go smooth. He threw a nigga 3 bricks. I know he feels stupid. I done ran off of some work. Now I'm out here with that twerk. I heard a price in my head. I asked how much is it worth. Ay, try to prince and get murked. Had your ass sleeping in dirt. Don't fuck around with a howard nigga. You will get put on the shirt. And he kicks him with that yayo. Trying to whip him a bankroll. Man, he shit that straight drop. Shut out my nigga Pedro.
Talking to Amigo. But he don't speak no English. He's snorting on that coca. He just received a shipment. He's running me some bricks. It's trusting me to move it. But I just hit a lick. Just go to Amigo Sluicing. I just hit a lick. Just go to Amigo Sluicing. I just hit a lick. Just go to Amigo Sluicing. I just hit a lick. Just go to Amigo Sluicing. Keep calling my phone, but me no speak no English.
just hit a lick. Just call me because little baby. I just hit a lick. Just call me because little baby. Let's go. Well, anyway, man, I'm going to talk a little bit about this health here, man. D Health Store, man. You know, a lot of people in the urban community, man, they can go ahead and check them out, man. DHealthStore.com. We got a lot of videos, man, that you can click up on, man, from taking a shower to dental health, man, just oils, shea butter, stuff that you can use to really get your body back cleansed out and all kinds of things, man. They got some stuff here, man, where, you know, they got this full body cleanse, man, where when you cleanse your system out, man, you be feeling good, you know what I'm saying? So what I'm going to do with this, man, I'm going to drop one more little track here, man. Matter of fact, you know what, this is what I'm going to do here, man. Matter of fact, let me play me some smooth music here, man. I know how to do this, and I don't have to have my show, too, man. I'm going to do it like this, man. I'm going to just play some little stuff here, man. I'm going to put my little background in there. That's what I need. That's what I'm missing. Play my little music, buddy. Okay, play some music, yeah. How about that? I got Mama Denise on the line. Mama Denise, you in the building. What's going on?
Hey, God bless you all. It's always good to give a good people. How you all doing? God bless you.
Oh, that's what's up, Ma. I know you're going to call in, man. Thank you for calling in on the show, man. So let me ask you this question, since you're my second call of the day. I'm just saying how to eat right in the urban community, eating healthy and, you know, digesting your processing food and herbal medicine. What do you get from that?
Well, first of all, eating healthy now today in America, it's not good. We are getting our food from different countries, and there is so much poison and so much pesticide and everything is going and is ruining and messing up food. That's first of all. Second, it is hard to eat healthy because a lot of people have a lot of stress. And that's one thing, you get an eating disorder. And I learned something else as well. Diabetes that makes you eat as well. So my thing is this. Make sure, number one, that whatever you purchase, like they got doctor programs on TV, and they inform you how to prepare your meals. First of all, how to clean things. Now I learned that a lot of vegetables and things that are displayed in our grocery store are not healthy, versus learning that frozen vegetables are. So it's mainly how you prepare your food. You have rice now, poison, chicken, everything is just not good no more. But you have to learn how to clear the bacteria out of food. And also consume as much meals that you can, because you can eat whatever you want. It all depends on the amount that you eat.
Oh, okay. So you saying, like, do they do it like, you know, like people say you got to eat like in small hand portions, like in 3 portions. So is that like something like as far as how you eat, or how, you know, what do you think?
Well, the first thing is now today, people eat to get full. But at some, you know, just like now, the holidays, you had, look at how they are, how close they are. You have Thanksgiving within 30 days, you have a Christmas. And then within, 7 days, you have a New Year. all those meals, you know, were prepared. And like I said, you know, people, even the 4th of July pork, starch, you know, more starch and pork, and then you put an alcohol on it as well. So you got to be smart about what you eat. Maybe your hand portions, but sometimes it's good to do, they call it finger meal. So never there. But just basically eat the meals and prepare your meals comfortably and healthy. And a doctor programs now, and a lot of health programs are coming on TV, you know, and letting people learn how to eat and eat healthy and what to buy, because our farm crops are bad, they gone, and a lot of things are basically coming from overseas. You got to see how they would do the Coast Guard in the airport, how they would dig and throw the leaves and, you know, the greens and all the chickens and stuff like that, you know, making sure that there's no bugs and bacteria and...
Oh, wow.
And, oh, yeah. So basically,
you're trying to say that we shouldn't be eating at all then?
Well, you know what? Hey, if Jesus went 40 days, what's your problem today? That's what's important, too.
Right.
Some I just seen out there, baby, bad. They need to sew their mouth up and let them just go liquid diet.
Oh, man.
Well,
you know what?
100 and they got to tear down doors to get you out and pull, and the whole fire department have to lift you out. Some people, they eat so much they can't get out of their bed.
Wow. Well, you know what? Before you finish, what I'm going to do, Mama, I'm going to play another song, and then we're going to get right back to you, okay? Now, you know what, Ma? You church folks. You don't mind me playing the rap music and nothing like that, do you?
Hey, all music is good as long as it ain't, as long as it's not doing all that murdering and killing.
Okay. Well, I mean, you got some murder and killing in the song, Mama. So, I mean, you know, I just want to make sure, you know.
Amen. Well, you know, play what you desire. I know you young. Y'all play it in my house, so why should I have something to do about how you play it? No, any music,
okay.
I love music. You know that.
You know, I mean, cause I do got you online, so you know I would play. You want to play a church song for you? Or can I go ahead and throw a little rap music in there for you?
Well, yeah, you can put on the Lord.
Okay, I'm gonna play your church song, Mama. I'm gonna play it. We're gonna get right back to you, man. I'm gonna play a church song for you, okay, Mama?
Amen.
Okay, you heard about this church guy, man. His name Young Blaze. He real cool. It's called Moolah, okay? Mama, play that song for you. Good church,
thanks.
Close and wholesome, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, y'all, I don't know, my mama, I can't, you know, she's going to get mad at me about this, but check it out, Joes. It ain't quite church, folks, you know what I mean? But Young Blaze, Moolah, man, Rockford, Illinois, stand up, let's go.
Young Job on the beat.
Thanks, white gone.
Shout out to the 608.
Hey, Chop, you did that, nigga.
7-7-3.
Straight like that.
Randall Street.
Ain't nothing more important than the loose leaf. Where I'm from, we call it Pokey. And Pokey is the leading actor starring in my movie.
My movie?
Oh, that's your man. She is just my groupie.
Man.
Bottom of my list, you think she badass like Lil Boosie. Goofy been now, done that. I hit one, she come back. Yo, boo, Scorpio. But I ain't talking more to combat. She freaky, dicky. Fuck just like she pinky. Bringing in that money like it's right there. King.
I'm stupid, right?
They say that I'm a money whore. I just think I got an anti-broken sword. I love taking parties on them, no board. Just fact, I love getting head and tail, no cord. Many bitches tweak, tweak. Acting like it's Tyler when they out here trick, treat, treat. Fuck these niggas, thank
you,
niggas. Not really, what you thinking?
Out here letting bitches live.
This for my niggas moving them pads. Out there in that trap. Posted up like that. Until they move the whole jazz. Known to have that bag. Serving dimes like that. Dice game to get back. Just in case I jack. On my re-up. And once I re-up. I am not dragging. I'm picking my feet up. And getting my teeth up.
No.
Velveeta.
Velveeta.
This thing talking money. It's just too right. Better know it. Only thing important is the moolah.
Follow me on Twitter at YoungBlaze11. YUNGBlaze11. No seed. Swag O. Swag O.
Okay, okay, okay. That was my boy Young Blaze. Now it wasn't quite no church song, so you know what I'm saying. I don't want my mom to get mad at me. Mom, you ain't mad at me. It wasn't a quite church song. You ain't mad at me.
No, I got up doing the jiggy.
You know what? That's what I'm talking about.
You shut up, man. I got up doing the jiggy. I ate a meal and I started shaking it off.
That's what you got to do, right?
Hey, there you go.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, you
nice
know, I'm gonna ask you a couple more questions here, man. All right. When you say I know you said like one of your friends had got real sick off of was a diabetic or something like that.
Well,
and,
you know, and even now today, you know, what's going on now is that people need to take an allergy test because you are what you eat. And if you're not aware of what's going on now today, anytime you can, my things in the years when we used to shop, if the meat is smelling in the stove, you don't want that. You better get on out of there. You have to wash your expiration dates on food. You have a lot of things to, because they look at it like this. Hey, if you're not paying attention to what you're paying for, all I want is your money. As long as I go home and eat healthy, you know?
Okay. Okay. So, well, what about vitamins? What's a good healthy vitamin to use?
Well, yesterday I watched the doctor show. Well, they had this on the news yesterday that they was now they finna get ready and do vitamins through what they call IV. So what I always have for me in my vitamin C and my B, mainly the B.
Okay,
and a multiple vitamin, you never will go wrong.
Okay. Okay, so multivitamin and your B. All right. Now, if you want to lose weight, what you do if you want to lose weight?
Well, first of all, back in the day, they had something called fiber. Fiber is a very good filling. Okay, fiber can fill you up like a meal, and it's clean and it's safe. Because they have all these other exercise programs, and they telling you to exercise and these diet programs, and they also got a lot of illegal surgeries out here where people are getting their stomach cut down and cut low. Had some friends that had their surgery. They had cut their stomach lining down to an end. But I feel like this. If you trust in God and have faith with what you want, trust me, the Lord will hand it over to you. He would take that desire of a meal out your mouth. He will put you to where you need to be. But a lot of things out here, you don't love yourself first. You know, you love the Lord, and you don't love yourself. A lot of things, because a lot of people think that they're picking up weight is because of food. No. Body fat comes from stress, too.
Okay. Okay. So you like about a stress?
Oh yeah, body stress. Oh yeah, body, because it's fluid in your body. And now they got people belly. You'd be amazed how people belly get big, like they're pregnant and stuff. But see, that's body stress. And you never knew people carrying a lot of, they call it weight, but it's not really weight, it's water. And then water is consistent in sodium and all this other stuff from stress. Because some people don't even eat and can pick up weight. So it all depends on what, first of all, what you need to do is first go and get an opinion on why are you out of nowhere picking up weight and why you out of nowhere losing weight.
Okay. Well, Mama, look, let me do this here. Before you finish up, we're going to get the last magician of why you losing weight. I know you say you got to add beef to your diet. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to play another song. And then we're going to go back right to you, okay?
Thank you.
All right, cool. Let's see here. I know she said my mama, Denise, y'all. I guess she's my co-host right now. Right here, man, you know, they say, do you really want beef? So I guess the beef I thought about was Big Mark. Do you really want beef? Let's go.
Let's go!
Niggas known to kill a cop. Keep K's cocked to blast off. Before we take that mask off, send shots through your driver door to come and tear that ass off. You on gully, better bag off. Have your shirt redder than the blood with his rag claw. Clash of the titans like I'm Randy Moss. Looking for the torch, and when I get it, I ain't handing off. I dare nigga try to stop that. Convertibrate a fool, watch missile knock that top back. This for my niggas in the hood moving hot crack. Real street music in your ears, gon' knock that. Haters on my nuts like a jock strap. Plotting on my downfall, looking for the flop back. But I can't when I go hard on hot track and make street hits. For throwing niggas who honor that. Static with the heat, don't press your luck. Gon' round up your feet, we can see what's up. Me and my niggas all ready for war. We stay strapped, so we really ain't giving a fuck. What? Hey, do you really want beef, boy? Hey, do you really want beef, boy? Hey, do you really want beef with that nigga named Big Mom? I'm plugging in the streets, boy. Yeah. Murder, murder, kill, sack capital. In a heartbeat, I show you what the ratchet do. That 40 caliber make you burn, baby, burn. Hot cells into your body make you squirm like a worm. I know old killers that's all about living. And got young killers that ain't afraid of prison. So be careful what you mumble about me. I got niggas on the east that'll put one in your mouth, me. Everybody wanna be the rich nigga, but when the heat on, they hide like a bitch nigga. Your tough Tony gon' show me where your guts at. I had that ass bleeding, laying flat for your bust back. Your heart stop flatline, nigga, trust that. DOA before the medics get you to the back. Left to remain is your blood on the concrete. Bet your boys think twice who they really want. You ain't static with the heat, don't press your luck. Go on, round up your feet, we can see what's up. Me and my niggas all ready for war. We stay strapped, so we really ain't giving a fuck. What? Hey, do you really want beef, boy? Hey, do you really want beef, boy? Hey, do you really want beef with that nigga named Big Mom? I'm plugged in the streets, boy. Yeah.
Now ask yourself, do you really want beef, nigga? Big Mog, nigga. I'm plugged in these streets. Niggas fuck with me. And bitches fuck with me. I got killers on my team, nigga. I lost one, and I ganged a million, motherfucker. Ask yourself, nigga. Was it worth that? Was it worth that? I'll see you when I see you, nigga. Big Ma.
Yeah. Half pizzle.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, man. That was Big Mark. Do you really want beef, boy? Yeah. Yeah, man, that was a little different type of beef, Mark, for me. So before we go ahead and sit down, Mark, I just want to say thank you for calling in. Thank you for sharing your input. Thank you for just letting us know, man, you listen to your son. Now, look, y'all, my mama's a woman of God, man, so if she says, okay, I can play the rap music, I'm going to play some rap music. So, Mark, you got about a good 30 seconds. Go ahead and say what you got to say, okay?
Well, first of all, like I said, y'all watch what y'all eat Valentine's Day. I know there's going to be a lot of sweet candy and steak and, you know, but just be careful of whatever you eat out there. You know, back in the days, it was always good to get an antibiotic or mainly stop buying a soda pop, buy some water and flush.
To me, about antibiotic, like a penicillin pill, like you go to the doctor and something happened to you?
Oh, yeah, I kept you full of them. That's why
Hold on. You got to explain to them what kind of penicillin it is, Mama. Now, you know, people use penicillin for the pee-pee.
What is that?
You said penicillin that you kept me full of the penicillin, and you got to make sure you let them know what the penicillin is for. It's to clear out my body, y'all.
No, you don't just take. Sometimes, you know, cillin is in the molding of bread. People take a lot. You know, that's one thing with America. We don't take care of our body like the foreign does because bacteria, just like now, you're seeing all these bacteria in the air, virus, flu. But I used to give you a little shot of penicillin because I know you was exposed to school, you know, and going around, people coughing and you're touching and you're playing and you had. See, that was considered my little Clorox sheet. And it's a hand cleaning, sanitized stuff. See, because, you know, I didn't want you getting all exposed to all of them whooping coughs and stuff like that. And I took them, too. Not every day, but, you know, I made sure I gave you something maybe once a month, you know, so that way your immune system and your system was clean.
Okay. All right, well, thank you, Mom, for sharing that. The system cleaning and stuff. And I just wanted to just clarify. Let me stop the music. You know, I just want to just clarify. When you give me penicillin, you wouldn't give me penicillin because I was burning anything. It's because my body had to be clean, right?
Well, I'm quite sure you had to be grown to get burned, right?
You know where Mom, I'm going to go. Mama throw a bomb at me, man. Look, I'm going to play me another song here, man. My mom's going to throw the bomb at me. No, but thanks for calling in, Ma. I really appreciate it.
Okay,
for sharing everything with me. So if you want to stay on the line, stay on the line with us. I'm going to play a quick song here, okay?
Okay.
All right. Yo, man, Joe, hold on, man. What you know about that, man? Ma, don't drop the Mickey Icky on me, man. You know what I'm saying? For those, no, I've never been burnt or nothing like that. You know, you do use penicillin. And I got like a commercial. You do use penicillin by minute. And what you do is you do the penicillin thing. You know, it's called a cleanser. You clean out your soul. You know what I mean? You know, penicillin is not necessary. You got to go to the doctor and get that pee-pee, you know, if you're burning, or the sticky yicky. You know what I mean? So I'm going to do this here, man. Since my mother don't embarrass me. I mean, I'm just acting like a fool, man. My mother don't embarrass me, man. But I'm playing this song here, man. But you know what? I ain't heard from a man in a minute, man. Man, where's Prince the Ghost at, man? Prince the Ghost, man, I ain't heard from him in a minute. I ain't heard from Peso in a minute. I ain't heard from none of these cats, man. You know what I'm saying? Where y'all at? You know what I'm saying? Okay, well, anyway, man, Today's topic is how to eat right in an urban community. That's what we were talking about. But I was waiting for Casey to get online, man. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to drop a quick song. Y'all see, man, y'all getting a little mixed up. Just like a little mini mix of how we do it on Friday nights. But a little bit different because, you know, I don't play nothing but rap music. So I'm going to play a quick song, man. Then I'm going to probably take a quick call. And then when I take a quick call, then, you know what I'm saying, we're going to go ahead, we're going to drop it. All right? Let's go. I don't even know who to drop, man. So many to choose from. You know, I'm just going to go ahead and just play my boy. Peso, you in the building? Okay, Peso ain't in the building. Peso, you in the building? Peso ain't in the building. Let me see who we got here. Who we got in the building, man? Like Jerry Terry. Now, I'll be saving up. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do it like this, man. I'm going to play these guys.
Yeah. Rico. New American rap shit. Yeah, yo, what up? Whiskey, I'm on a plane getting tipsy. I'm chilling with my nigga Burks. We draped up, you with me? This real shit, you gotta see. First class, no economy. And even in this economy, this pimp shit is a part of me. Y'all ball hard, that's Rico. Play the game with no cheat codes. You suck, boys, it's deep throw. You peep game in my peep hole. I'm rolling around in my town, bitch. Rolling up with that pound hoe. Nigga, tap me these brown switch. Cause we came from that ground floor. Okay, oh, okay. My main squeeze, I call her OJ. But a bad juice, my own braids been popping off for like 4 days. That makers of Bombay, yeah. Got more stacks than Andre. We eat straight, cause fuck the feds, that's vegetables in my entree. Hey, okay, what the fuck you think we do? Rep my click from the 312, yeah. To the 310, where the time I go. When you bout that life, that time zone switch. Jack on ice with a bomb ass chase and an iPhone off on flyer shit.
This the way we live our life. This the way we live our life. It's the way we live our life. It's the way we live our life.
It's the way we live our life. Hey, this twitch, they say I'm corny, you know I'm late, no, ask me if I give a shit. I rock snapbacks and tattoos and cargo shorts and Chuck Tays. My girl is a super freaky, your girl look like 2 Chainz. What the fuck you gon' do, man? You lookin' like you with a bang bang. I think it's best for both of us if you change the color your mood ring. G-strings, I pull those, easy like free throws. My swag sick, keep these girls running like a snot nose. I smoke weed and I drink rum and having sex is a lot of fun. I know my mom is disappointed, but oh well, I'm on one. I'm super fly, you super not, you super whack, and I'm super hot. My pocket's fat like Ricky Ross, and I'm famous for the way you walk, man. Damn, girls be thirsty. Damn, girls be thirsty. I never answer when it comes, so why the fuck they keep calling me? So here's the blunt, light it up, and let the room get smoky, and satisfy my munchies with peanuts.
It's the way
whiskey.
We live our life. It's the way we live our life. It's the way we live our life. It's the way we live our life.
It's the way we live our life.
Wish y'all.
Oh. That's the way we live our life. Man, y'all, them boys there, man. Matarico, man, we have to get them on the show, man. Matarico and Mr. Birch, man, we have to get them on the line, man, and do some things, man. With them cats, man. Them cats are, man, they real, man. Salute. I salute them, man. Anyway, man, we're talking about how to eat right in the urban health community. You know what I'm saying? So, man, I just want to know how you feel about it. So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a quick call. Let me see here. We're going to go ahead and we're going to wrap it up. Let me see here. Let's go. Caller number 219. Ms. Jessica, you in the building. How you doing?
Hey, I'm in the building. What's up, Sleep?
What's going on? How you feeling today?
I'm feeling good. How about you?
I'm great, man. Well, you know, we up here, we talking about how to eat right, man. It lives in the urban community. But, you know, there's some things that I know that you said you want to share, man. So what all you got so far?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, with all this stuff that's going on in our food and this genetically modified milk or pork or, you know, all the stuff that it is that we're eating, I actually saw online, I can't give you the exact website right now. I didn't expect to call in right now. But I've actually been shown, and I've actually been doing research on it, and, you know, they really are putting steroids into our food. You know, they're making the food bigger by putting steroids into it, which is making us fuller, or which is making our body feel like we're fuller than we are, because they're inducing these chemicals into this food. So that's why people get so addicted or get so, you know, McDonald's is like one of the first choices. It is whatever they're putting in their fries and their meat that's making us crave it more, so we wow. eat it more, which is then opening up cancer cells and, you know, making cancer turn aggressive from non-aggressive. This is actually online. I've done research that females nowadays, because look, okay, I'm 26 years old. I'm going to be 26. And females nowadays are looking bigger, you know, more endowed than I am. And, wow. you know, it's something that I just don't understand, you know. So that's where I did my research and finding out that the steroids and the way that they're modifying our food, our milk, is that they're actually doing that. They're putting steroids into it to make us fuller faster, to make the meat look bigger. So what that's doing is making 15 and 16 and 14-year-old girls look like they're grown.
Wow.
I know that nobody right now is going to argue with me when we say that we see young-ass girls that are looking grown, right, Sleep?
Yeah.
Are we not seeing little-ass girls that got bigger titties than older women? I mean, really, though.
Well, you know what? I mean, I guess you could say, yeah, they out there. You know what I'm saying? I really don't want to incriminate myself like I'd be watching them. They are developing. You know what I'm saying? I got girls, man. So,
yeah, I know.
You're
not trying to discriminate either, but girls
are developing at a faster age. Yeah, I know what you're saying, but, man, just to, you know, what they're putting in these fast foods,
right,
man,
the fries
and the burgers.
And they're doing it to make us addicted, to make us go back. What they're doing is they're actually stretching this food out so we feel fuller than we feel, you know. I mean, we make a burger at home, we could eat it, we're straight. We eat a burger at McDonald's, we're full. Why do we feel that way? What is it that they're putting into these, you know, what is it that they're putting into the ingredients that's making us feel bigger? But anyway,
wow.
So the research that I've done, that I've learned, is that from 1995 to now, 2010, 2011, 2013, the increase of females actually developing faster is at an ultimate rise, and males who are actually eating this modified genetic food, they're actually getting smaller.
What?
Yes. And that is a proven fact. In about 10 years ago, the average female breast size was like a 32B or C. Now the average size for a female is a 32D. An average size for a male was about 5.3, 5.4, and now that has actually lowered to about 5.1, 5.2. Now, don't quote me on the exact length, but
hold on, man.
Wait,
you dropped the bomb on me, man. Let me drop the music. Now, say that again.
Now, it is actually proven that males and females nowadays are growing differently. Females are developing at a quicker rate because of what it is that they're putting in our food, and males are actually not developing as quick. So the average penis size for a male is actually going down, while the average breast size and, you know, development rate for a female is going up. And that is actually being able to come back and being proven that it's because of the food, because of the stuff that they're putting in the food, because of how they're modifying everything. That is actually proof. It's on the internet. I've looked it up.
Wow. You know what, man? I don't hurt at all. I want to say thank you so much, Rhett, for even sharing that info. So you mean to tell me if I go to McDonald's, if I go to McDonald's to try to get a large fry, you mean to tell me that if I go get a supersize, I won't be supersized no more? That just don't sound good, man. But, man, I want to thank you, man, for calling in and sharing your input with me, man. Man, I appreciate that, okay?
Yeah, no problem. These are facts. I'm not just calling just to call. But I enjoy the show. I listen every week, and I love it. So please don't stop. Please give us something to think about. Please give us something to argue about.
Wow.
And I'm going to keep calling. I'm going to keep listening.
Okay, cool, man. Thank you so much, man. I love.
All right, sleep.
All right, cool.
All right.
Well, there you have it. If you go try to get a Big Mac fillet of fish, strawberry with some cheese. I don't even know the song no more, man. I don't get so disappointed. Well, anyway, man, without further ado, man, I'm about to bring in the man, dog. Where we can get, man? Case, you in the building, bro?
Yeah. I'm online. You can hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, man.
Yeah, better late than never, man. You know, I hear some traffic out there. I'm just give y'all a quick traffic report real quick. It's real fucked up out there, son. Like, yo, do not get on 90. That man, they got like an accident on the Anheuser or whatever the hell it is. Man, that shit fucked up, son. But anyway, you know, I made it. You know, black people always show up on their own time. We call it black time.
Yeah.
We call it black time right there.
Hey, man, yeah, man, I already know your topic, man. It's your show, man. How to eat right in the urban community, man. I already plugged the D-Health
Let me just say one thing. Much love to Sleep Dilla, man, for holding down the show while I wasn't around. You know what I'm saying? I'm in a building now. We could have gone ahead and go in and see what we can do. I've been listening in and out, you know what I'm saying, when I can, so... You know, yeah, man, I heard like the caller just said, man, that's funny. Y'all shorties out there with little wee-wees now, huh?
Yeah, man, you can't even supersize your fries, man. You're going super small. You're going to go super medium, dog. I don't know what to tell you, man.
hey, to all the women out there, get your 80s babies because these little 2000 dudes, they ain't popping about shit.
Wow.
Nah, real talk, man, it's crazy, dog, because if you look in the news about the GMO foods, man, like, the FDA just actually approved fish is, like, mixed with stingray and salmon to make it bigger.
What?
You know what I'm saying? And, like, man, let me tell y'all something, man, and for the people who listening and rocking with us, let me tell y'all something real quick, man. God made certain fishes for us to eat, right? The Most High made certain fishes, but it's certain fishes we weren't supposed to touch. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to get into the heated debate about the meat thing. I don't want nobody calling in like, well, I eat meat, and you know what I'm saying? But it's certain fishes we weren't supposed to touch. They poisonous to us, and they mixing these things in knowing damn well that, you know, it's going to harm our body. And this right here is just population control. You know what I'm saying? It's population control at its finest.
Right.
So, you know, everybody out there, man, if you really go into places like Dominic, Jules, Ultra Food, man, be really, really careful what you buy. Because, you know, like Monsanto, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if you pop that off to them, though. But Monsanto is basically a company, and everybody ate Monsanto, dog. Everybody ate Monsanto. They own all the seeds. Like, farmers can't even plant food without going through Monsanto first.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Monsanto, you got to buy your seeds from Monsanto's company. And just to let everybody know, Monsanto owns Whole Foods and Trader Joe's. They own all of them franchise. And basically, they setting all of these farmers up, man, they make sure they just ban raw milk, actually. Like, you can't really just get milk from a cow like you used to and drink it straight up. No, it has to be pasteurized, which means it has to be heated to a certain degree, which takes all the nutrients and the enzymes out of it.
Wow.
You can't have raw milk no more. That's out of the question. You know what I'm saying? And then you can't have it's certain other herbs that you can't have. Right now, Monsanto was trying to buy all the herb stores up. I used to work at a herb store, so they basically had this type of thing popping off, man. They try to pass a law where it's against the law for the for a herbalist or a health store. If you walk in and say, man, I got a cold or I got the flu, what can I take? If they tell you what to take, they can actually end up in jail for that because they not
yep.
this, you know what I'm saying? And they trying to pass a law about that.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And everybody should check that out. And, man, if y'all can, try your hardest to vote against it, because the only real medicine we got is the medicine for the earth, which is herbs. You know what I'm saying? You can go to the doctor and get a quick fix and everything, but is it really a quick fix?
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? At the expense of who is it fixing? But the GMO.
What about that
yeah.
that Dahuti, Dr. Dahuti and Dr. E? What is that?
Oh, yeah. Dr. Man, yeah. For all my listeners, man, I don't have a commercial on deck. I'm going to make sure that I get the commercial and everything. Man, I want y'all to check out, go on YouTube, man, and check out Dr. Sabi. Like, that's one of the doctors out there, man. He actually cured AIDS. He actually cured cancer. He's the only herbalist that owns a win against the FDA. You know what I'm saying? This is proved, signed. He's the only herbalist that can walk around and say out of his mouth that he cured AIDS. Because nowadays, if you say you cure AIDS, you are going to jail. And I'm going to break this down to you why you're going to jail. Because AIDS, herpes, hepatitis, all of those are trademark words. Those are copyrighted words. That's all that they are. And if you say you cure it, they can come and arrest you, because how you going to cure something you don't own?
Hmm.
And for anybody who want to debate on that, you know, come in and say what they want, you can go look this up. These words are patterned and copywritten. So you can't put on a box like, man, this product will cure AIDS, because you will go to jail. But you know what I'm saying? This Dr. Sabi, you know what I'm saying, who Lisa Left Eye Lopez was going to see when she, you know, died in that car crash and everything, you know what I'm saying? He's definitely one of the doctors out there that does his thing, man. And, like, much props to Dr. Sabi, man, because he be killing them, and he not scared to say what he say. And then as another brother, man, if y'all can go check out thehealthstore.com, thehealthstore.com. His name is Dahuti. You know what I'm saying? He got videos all on YouTube, too. You know what I'm saying? That's another brother out there curing black people of all type of illness and everything. So, you know what I'm saying? Check out them people, man, right now. Let me see if I got the number on deck. Oh, yeah, y'all can call D Health Store at 1-888-823-9416. 1-888-823-9416. You know what I'm saying? Check him out, man. He got a lot of herbs, man, for, like, cheap. He got full-body detoxes for people who want to lose weight, for people who fighting with, like, these little degenerative diseases and stuff like that. Man, trust me, it's a cure for that, man. God won't put nothing on this earth that can't be cured. Anything that man make, trust me, the Most High is stronger than that. So,
right.
You know, it's down here. It's down here. But back to herbs real quick. I'm going to tell y'all this about herbs, another thing. There is actually a drug. There's actually a drug called Ibogaine.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And it's for heroin addicts, crackheads, and cocaine addicts. And if they take this drug, they won't be able to get high. Like, it'll turn off, because when they get high, something in their brain, you know what I'm saying, it massages or simulates something in their brain, so that would turn off, so they can't ever get high, like, for a whole year. They won't have no cravings, nothing like that. But the government say we can't have it over here. It's unsafe. And this herb has not killed anyone, while heroin and cocaine is killing people on a daily basis. You know what I'm saying? And they talking about the war against drugs. It's stuff out here to cure these people so they won't have to go use the drugs. But really, it's really not a war on drugs, man. It's a war on the people, and the people really need to wake up and realize that.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all look up that herb, man. It's called Ibogaine. They had it all over the...
O-G-A-N-E.
they had it on the news and everything. And, man, it's crazy because there's a lot of herbs from Africa, man, that can cure diabetes, that can cure high blood pressure. And people might say, oh, you know, why the Africans doing so bad? No, man, they ain't doing bad. They show you the parts of Africa that's been set up by colonialism, and they are doing bad. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know what? You know what, Case, man, before you finish, man, I'm going to go ahead and play another track real quick, man. We're going to come right back to it, okay?
Yeah. My bad, I'm going too fast, man, but I got to catch up to speed.
It's cool. Let's do this. Let me hear there. It's my boy Big Mark, man, off the Aftermath EP, man. Stoplight, let's go.
Body cold, her head bright. Green light. Her body cold, it seems right. We at the stoplight, shawty keep blowing me up. We at the stoplight, shawty keep blowing me up.
Yeah.
We're running out of time,
yeah.
Gotta make her mine.
Look at shorty, she vicious, body just looking delicious. Some like a prototype, I might make up my missus. It's like a dream, she's a part of my wishes. Something OC is not just one on my hit list. Your body cold, plus you got your brain on. You the type I get tatted, branded with your name on. Your past hurt, I can make you smile, mama. Forget about your ex, all that nigga on is drama. I think this the perfect time and the spot's right. Been thinking all about you since I seen you at that stoplight. All I can say is damn, forget about getting my Mac on. God answered my wishes, now come roll with your backbone.
Red light, her body cold, her head right. Green light, her body cold. We at the stoplight, shawty keep blowing me up. We at the stoplight, shawty keep blowing me up.
Yeah,
I'm running out of time, I gotta make her mine.
Gotta get her.
At the stoplight.
Body like Beyonce, damn, how you doing? Smile so sweet like Gabrielle Union. You got me open, girl, like purple and kush, you potent, girl. Take me to ecstasy without ecstasy potion, world. Damn, you looking good, dangerous as a smoking gun. Blowing my phone up, got me thinking you might be the one. Not materialistic, but you keep the finer things. Think I'm making you wifey, lace you with that diamond ring. No script for game, this ain't off the brain. What got me lusting for you, shorty, I can't explain. We can hit Roof Chris for that dinner piece. No sidelines, shorty, guaranteed you my centerpiece.
Red light, her body cold, her head bright. Green light, her body cold. Stoplight, shawty, keep blowing me up. We at the stoplight, shawty, keep blowing me up.
Yeah.
I'm running out of time, I gotta make her mine. At the stoplight.
Oh, yeah. That was my boy, Big Mark. Off the Aftermath EP, man. We back, man. Case is going in on everybody, man. So we got a couple more minutes, man. So we're gonna let Case go ahead and do his thing, man. Case is all yours, bro.
All right.
So nah, man. I was just saying where I left off at, man. Is basically people gotta be careful what they eating, man. Cause you know it's speeding. Like if y'all look, I was on the news today. I mean, not the news. I was looking at the news today. And they talking about how scientists just found a gene that actually speed up people aging. You know what I'm saying? So you already know, man, they doing all types of researches. And the main people that they researching is black people. And that's what a lot of y'all don't understand. Man, a lot of these atoms that they in lab splitting and playing around with, man, is black people. You know what I'm saying? Because they know our immune system can take a lot of stuff. So, you know, if anything ever pop off, to me, I kind of feel like they need a way to defeat us. If you really look, we the only ones that's dying from, well, it's white people actually dying from cancer, so I'll be wrong if I say that. But in a record number, we the only ones that really get, like, you know what I'm saying, like these funny cancers. Like, there's a lot of black women with breast cancer, and you think about in the 80s and the 90s, it wasn't even breast cancer at a large amount how it is. I don't even remember hearing about breast cancer in the 80s and 90s. So it kind of got me wondering why in early this the 2000s and, you know, the late 2000s, we hearing about so many cases. We got breast cancer, awareness month, and all types of creepy other shit out there. So, you know, this is the warning to people, man. Eat safely. Eat safely. Make sure a lot of y'all stuff is grass-fed. Grass-fed stuff, if you can, and there's farmer markets around you, make sure you stop off at the farmer markets and get your food from there, get your eggs from there, because they shooting steroids up in eggs. If y'all see these chickens, man, like, I don't even think half of us would even touch them chickens if you saw them. Like, they beakless. They even growing chickens without heads now. And I'm not making this up. And you can research this on Google. You can go in and do what you need to do, you know what I'm saying? But they got heads. They got headless chickens now. So, you know what I'm saying? And people are eating this type of stuff. You can't even really call it food because they monsters. You know what I'm saying? The government is, and the FDA is allowing people to eat monsters. Y'all eating clone meat. Y'all eating dirty meat. You know what I'm saying? All of this stuff is infected with all types of steroids. You walking around, you know what I'm saying, and you see these little 12-year-old and 11-year-old girls looking like they 21 years old already.
Right.
You know
what I'm
saying? Right. So it's just kind of, you know, scary out there, man. It's kind of scary.
When you said the headless chicken, man, so chickens are just running around here still alive, they just ain't no head?
Nah, man. They kind of like growing headless chickens and stuff inside the labs, man, because, you know, I don't know what the hell that's about, man, the whole headless chickens thing. But, dude, it's an agenda on somebody's account, man, just to control people, what you eat, when you eat, you know what I'm saying, how much you eat. And it's once again, these hormones, man, see, you get cancer when hormones get all trapped up in one place inside of your body, because your body is designed to fight off certain hormones from animals. But when it's attacking it, you know what I'm saying, at that level of how many hormones is in this chicken, man, of course you're going to get cancer. You keep eating it over time, man, you're going to get cancer.
Wow. So just as far as breaking it down, you saying like the hormones inside of your body is just sitting in one place, and that's another way it creates the cancerous, like, symptoms and stuff, or just cancer, period?
No, that's just cancer, period, man. I mean, wonder, like I was saying, why so many women got breast cancer nowadays, man. Why so many women got breast cancer nowadays? What is it, something in the air? Is cancer in the air? You know what I'm saying? It's about what they eat, man. And see, these people who people call elites, the Illuminati, the NWO, I mean, let's just be real with it. These people, man, they are like, I don't even know the word for it, man. It's hard to say it, but these people, they want to control everything you do. And they know that urban people eat certain types of food. In Detroit, I forget the name of the science lab they got, but they have a science lab where they study every ethnic group DNA. And this is true. This is true. They study every ethnic group's DNA. So they know what we like. They know what we eat. They know what affects our body. I don't know the woman name right now. Maybe you do off the top of your head. But back, I think, in the early 50s, she had, what did she have? She had some sort of cancer, like, in the vaginal area. And, you know, like, they took her blood and started studying it. Because
oh,
her blood,
yeah, yeah.
her blood was immune to certain diseases, and they still got this woman's cells. They took her blood in order to make medicine.
Yeah.
Woman blood circulating around all the way to this day, studying and wondering why, you know, she couldn't get these other diseases.
Right, right, right. Wow.
Another thing I want to hit the people with is there was actually a case, and I forget the website I read it on. I forget because it was an actual interview with it. There's three women right now in Africa that cannot get AIDS. They are prostitutes, and they cannot get AIDS. Don't ask me why. They can't. They have something inside of their blood where their blood is like a mirror to it.
Wow.
You dig what I'm saying? So they not really telling us the truth when they say we all the same, man. Like, Europeans and black people cannot eat the same foods, man. We from different regions. Different foods grow there. You know what I'm saying? So we can't eat the same food, man. We just can't
wow.
do it.
Wow.
No matter how people keep telling you we all the same, we human beings, I agree with that. But different ethnic groups have different foods to eat. And that's just it. You wonder why 90% of black people are lactose intolerant.
So when you say, like, as far as get your food grass fed and all that stuff or whatnot, so basically you just pretty much, you say go to the farms, like where they do the fresh farm food and all that stuff. So explain that to me a little bit. Like, what's the best way to do it to kind of try to avoid steroids and all that stuff in this in the food?
Okay, what I mean by grass fed, like a lot of these animals at these FDA approved facilities, man, is just being born to be eaten. At a farm, like a grass fed farm, they actually let the animals walk around until they die of like natural causes. So, you know, when you get in that animal, it ain't just some butchered-ass animal. It's an animal that lives its whole full life and just died from some, you know, natural disease. So most of the grass-fed animals get good life. So,
wow.
I mean, when I say go to your farmer's markets, man, what I'm meaning is there's a lot of people who stay out in what they call the boondocks or whatever. You know, you got them in the city, too, but... You know, you go to your local farmer's market, look on the internet, you know what I'm saying, research around your area, you should have one. They grow their own vegetables, you know what I'm saying, they have their own animals and everything that gets slaughtered and stuff at their level and all of that, because nowadays, man, you just can't trust everything.
Well, you know what, I got a text in, I got a couple of text messages. I'm going to take this one, this will sound a little bit more logical.
Okay.
This text in is anonymous, it said DS. It says that, you know, when she was listening to the actual caller that called in earlier about the GMO or GSO on the food, she wanted to know, you know, far as the steroids in it, is it really supposed to make us want to come back and eat their food more, or are they just trying to make us fat? You know, what is it, you know, saying that, what are they trying to get out of this by doing this to us, putting the chemicals in the food?
Oh man, that's pretty simple, man. They want people to get addicted to the food because that makes them money, but that kills off the people at a faster rate. You know what I'm saying? It's basically the craving, man. If people really look, man, like they feed these cows and all type, man, Snicker bars, it's sugar inside the meat.
Wow, already, huh?
Yeah, they want people addicted, man. It ain't about people being fat. Why the hell would they want you fat?
Right.
They want you addicted, man, because this shit causing people to age. It's called population control, and that's what they need, because I think it was Bill Gates just a little while ago was talking about population control, and he even agreed that we getting too overran. Now, these rich people are sitting around having these conversations talking about that the earth is getting overpopulated and this such and such time it ain't going to be enough food to feed the earth, I mean, feed the people on earth and all of that, which is bullshit, because people can grow their own food, man. Like, every time you grow something, they got a seed to be grown over and over and over again. You know what I'm saying? The Most High definitely put enough for everybody to, you know what I'm saying, to get. This is basically because they're building things that they don't want certain people a part of. They, well, how can I say this? Man, they just don't want certain people. They just don't want certain people a part of certain things, man, and that's the truth about it.
So you see, so is it the basis of what you're saying, man? Is it like that New World Order type of feel?
Yeah, yeah. That's population control. Speaking of Bill Gates, real quick, what I wanted to say was he's actually in Africa giving out some vaccines right now, and three girls have became paralyzed from this vaccine that he's giving out.
Oh, wow.
And then Israel just announced that their black population, when you black and you go to Israel, you have to automatically get like a some vaccination shot so you won't be able to have kids.
What?
Yeah, this is real, man. And they doing a lot of this shit in the open. It's just the people, we too busy keeping up with the Joneses. We keeping up with the Joneses. What's going on the Grammys? What this actor doing? What this singer doing? You know what I'm saying? So you know, in the end of the day, nobody's really keeping up with all of this stuff, and they saying it on the news in front of people. And I'm surprised that we don't have more people that's outraged and stop eating this foods.
Wow.
There's people out there that's actually fighting. Like I said, man, y'all go look up them laws that they trying to change with the herbs, with the food and all of that, and y'all see for yourself. And these laws are so damn funny. You like, are you serious? Like, I can't even grow my own food. You gotta pay a tax nowadays to grow a garden and to have a garden in your house.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? They talking about everything that we do is now all of a sudden became dangerous for our health, dangerous for other people around us, which is all just bullshit. It's all about control. And when they get controlled, I don't know if you talked about earlier how they're going to be putting implants in people for food stamps and all of that now. Did you get into that?
Yeah, man, I was, you know, that's for the show just coming up this Saturday, man. We're going to be talking about how about them, they putting the implants and the chips in the people hands.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, Pastor Mo had put that on my page, man, a little bit early today, man. We were talking about the research on it. We didn't get a chance to do it last week, but on this week, man, we gonna really get into it real big, man. And go over that
on time too,
right on time. You know what? As a matter of fact, you know what? I didn't even send a shout out, man. You know what? Big ups, man. To all the people on Facebook, man, that's been listening in, man. I see y'all hitting the like box and tuning in, man. Thanks for calling in, man. I really do appreciate the calls and what's not, man. You know, I know it's Wednesday night, man. It's hump day. But, man, you got to listen to Case, man. Case is putting it down, man. Y'all can check him out. Every Wednesday, we record the show live every Wednesday. You can go to www.westonworld1.com. It's WESTON. World, WORLD, that's ONE.com. Click on Case and then it's live. And check him out on the Wednesday night tips, man. He's every Wednesday, man. He comes with a banger, man, to wake up the black community, man. What?
Yeah, tonight, man, I just want to say this real quick. Tonight, you know, I was kind of late and I tried to, you know, I'm trying to get as much out as possible. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to say one more thing real quick. Go check out .com Natural News, www.naturalnews.com. You know what I'm saying? Check that out, man. This dude be running so many articles that get past us, man. Like another thing, real quick, do y'all know they have feces burgers? That they trying to make feces burgers? Did you hear about that?
Nah, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, they trying to out of human feces. This is no lie.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I was just reading about this the other night. See, people be thinking this shit conspiracy theories, man, and then they give it a different name, and y'all dumbasses eat it, and somebody tell you what it is. Y'all don't want to believe them because people are so trapped thinking, oh, our government won't allow that, our government won't allow this. You will be fucking shocked what your government allows.
Wow.
So this is all about money.
So it's on that website as well, which you just mentioned?
Check it out,
naturalnews.com. Okay, cool. Well, we got naturalnews.com and also, too, man, westernworld1.com. Check out Thursday nights with Pastor Mo, Relationship Hour, man. As Pastor Mo going to be discussing this thing about love and finance. Man, is it really love or is it really finance in a relationship? Then we got, you know, Friday nights, we got the hip-hop show.
only shows start at 7:30 Central Standard Time. The Chicago Midwest Central Standard Time, 7:30 p.m. Then also we got Saturdays. Saturdays where we're going to be discussing about the microchip and the arms. I was going to do child support, but I'm going to wait for that because I really want to discuss this with the child support. Not child support, but the microchip and the implants. Man, it's that's going to be really deep, man. Case going to rock it with me on Saturday.
Yeah,
Pat Smoke going to rock it with me, too. So what we're going to do is, and also co-host LB. LB said he don't want to be on your show no more, man. You must have hurt his feelings, man. So
Nah, man. Yeah, everybody welcome to come through and kick it, man. It's just that if you don't like the truth, then, you know what I'm saying, the truth is truth, man. That's all I'm sitting here speaking. And like I said, I'm willing to debate anybody with dates, you know what I'm saying. That show just went kind of like left when it shouldn't have, you know what I'm saying. I'm kind of still new to this, and I'm still getting better, so everybody keep rocking with me. The show is only going to get better. Once again, tell them the site again, Sleep.
We're at www.westernworld1.com. It's WESTERNWORLDONE.com. You can click on Dennis Live for my shows for Saturday nights. You can click on Pastor, the Relationship Hour for Pastor Mo's show. And you click on Wednesday nights with Case and Dennis Live. Check us out, man. We do it big, man.
We gonna smack the shit out you for real.
Okay, cool. Your phone must have went. Yeah, your phone going in and out, okay, so don't worry about it.
No, I was just telling them, man. If y'all don't hit up that site, we gonna smack the shit out y'all, man, for real, with some salami.
The salami, man. We gotta get some effects in, man, so we can drop them on them, man. All right, man. Other than that, man, Case, man, you got something that you want to hit it out with?
Nah, last 30 seconds, man, is, man, what I just want for my people, man, I want y'all to start reading more, man, because that's what this internet is there for, you know what I'm saying? The internet is there for that, and y'all need to start reading more, man, and getting this stuff out to our people before it's too late, you know what I'm saying? That's the last thing I want to say. I know we only got 1 minute left.
Well, I mean, that's how they want to do it, man. They want to get up with you, man. They can always contact you at westernworld1.com. Check us out. And thank y'all for tuning in, man. Tomorrow, man, we got a banger with Pastor Mo, man. Thursday night, 7:30 Central Standard Time. Love and Finances, that's tomorrow, 7:30 Central Standard Time.
Yeah, man, I got to check that out for sure.
Yeah, is it about the love or is it about the finance? www.westernworld1.com. Let's go. All right, boy, we in the building. We out the building. Let's do it. I'm going to end the building like this, man. I ain't even going to do a rap, man. Hey, Case, I'm just going to shut it down with this, man. It's out.
Let's go.